OK， 弟兄姐妹平安。
Good afternoon, everyone.
今天我们看见中英文堂的弟兄姐妹，我们一起来敬拜，这是非常美的一件事情。
It's such a pleasant event that we can join together on this Easter celebration.
今天是纪念主耶稣复活的日子，是一个欢喜快乐的日子。
Today is a happy day that as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
我看到我们在当中有年长的，有中年的，有青年的，有讲国语的，有讲英语的，我们同心合一的一起敬拜。
I see our brothers and sisters in our congregation today, all of a different age group, and some of you speak Mandarin and some of you speak English. I'm so pleased to be here with you.
愿荣耀都归于天上的父神和主耶稣基督。
And may all the glory be to our Lord and Jesus Christ.
我今天要与大家分享马太福音第28章1到10节的内容。
Today I will be sharing with you Matthew chapter 28 verses 1 to 10.
这段经文记载了耶稣复活的早晨所发生的事情。
In these verses it recorded what happened on the day, on the morning of the day when Jesus rose from death.
这段经文我不知道读过多少遍，但是最近我读的时候我发现有一个词就跳出来，就是害怕。
I have read these verses for countless times, but recently as I was reading, a word jumped out at me, and that is fear.
在这短短十节的经文当中，竟然有四次出现害怕这个词。
In these 10 verses, this word showed up at least 4 times.
那看守埋葬耶稣坟墓的兵丁看见天使的显现就极其害怕。
The guards who were watching the tomb were terrified when they saw the appearance of an angel.
然后天使对两个玛利亚说不要害怕。
The angel said to the two Marys, do not be afraid.
两个玛利亚听说耶稣复活了，又害怕又欢喜。
The two Marys were terrified yet filled with joy when they heard of the resurrection.
然后耶稣显现的时候对两个玛利亚说不要害怕。
And Jesus said to the two Marys, do not be afraid.
今天我们要在纪念耶稣复活的日子来思想这段经文当中出现了害怕这个词。
Today, I invite you all to reflect on this word as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus.
这是很奇怪的事，应该耶稣复活的日子应该是一个很欢喜快乐的日子，但是在这段经文里面竟然是出现了四次害怕这个词。
I don't know if you find it strange, but on this joyful day, when everyone should be joyful and celebrating, we see this fear word showing up a couple of times.
我们要思想我们害怕的是什么？我们为什么害怕？
We have to think why we are afraid and what we are afraid of.
我们一起来为今天的信息来祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
感谢主，今天是你荣耀的日子。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this glorious day.
我们众弟兄姐妹一起来思想你复活的时候所发生的事情。
Our whole congregation gathered together and reflect on what happened on that glorious day.
求你能够来帮助我们明白你经文中的意思。
Please help us understand the deep meaning of the scripture.
求你借着经文来亲自对我们说话。
Please speak to us through these verses.
求你与我们同在。
Please be among us.
奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一生可能有许多害怕的事情。小的时候，比如说我们可能害怕个子长不高，上学的时候可能我们害怕考试会迟到，我们害怕学习成绩不好，然后回家父母会打我们，或者是说我们甚至是害怕上不了好的大学，甚至是害怕找不到好的工作。我们再长大一点，可能要找对象的时候，害怕找不到对象，害怕嫁不出去，或者是害怕娶不到媳妇儿，然后我们可能再大的时候呢，可能我害怕就是失业，或者是害怕贫穷，害怕病毒，害怕生病，害怕失去亲人，害怕死亡，害怕敌人的攻击等等，很多害怕。
Okay, so when we're young, we may be afraid of so many things. Maybe afraid of not growing tall enough, or being late for exam, not getting a good grades, being punished for our wrongdoings at school. As we grow older, we might be afraid of not getting to the top universities, not getting the best jobs, not getting paid, or Oh no, and then later we may be afraid of not getting a good partner, and the list goes on and on and on.
我们可以真的是每个人都可以列举一堆我们所害怕的东西。
Yeah, there are so many things that we would be afraid of.
但是有一种害怕是超过了所有这些害怕。
But there's one, fear that surpasses all other fears.
你最害怕的是什么？
What's your biggest fear?
我们你问一下你自己，你最害怕的是什么？
And this is a question for all of you. What's your deepest fear?
在圣经当中有一种害怕告诉我们，就是见到上帝的时候害怕。
And according to the Bible, that fear is the fear of facing God.
因为上帝是威严圣洁的上帝。
Because God is majestic.And holy.
因为我们都是罪人，我们做了许多上帝不喜悦的事情，我们常常犯罪，没有遵循上帝圣洁公义的标准。
Because we are sinners, we have sinned often, and we often do things that are displeasing to God.
我们常常故意抵挡上帝，不认上帝为上帝，不承认有上帝的存在，亵渎上帝的名。
We even deliberately denying God, we don't acknowledge His existence, and even worse, we may blaspheme His name.
当有一天上帝向我们显现的时候，我们将要面对的是上帝威严的审判。
And when that day eventually comes, when God appears in front of us, what we will face is His majestic judgment.
他要按照我们所犯的罪来审判我们，来刑罚我们。
He will judge us according to our deeds and punish us accordingly.
上帝的刑罚谁能够承受得起呢？
Who on this earth could bear the judgment from God?
我们人面对一点危险困难就害怕，何况要面对上帝的刑罚？
Well, as human beings, we get terrified in face of even the slightest difficulty or danger, not to mention the punishment from Heavenly Father.
所以面对上帝的害怕是所有害怕当中最害怕的，超过所有的害怕。
So the fear of facing God surpasses all other fears.
在我们刚才读的那段经文当中，二十八章一到四节说，安息日将近，七日的头一日，天快亮的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓，忽然地大震动。因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。
Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 4 said, After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men.
耶稣死后被埋葬了，然后呢，犹太的中间领袖害怕有人来偷他的尸体，所以呢，就请求罗马巡抚比拉多派兵丁来看守坟墓。
After Jesus was crucified, the Jewish religious leader were afraid that someone would steal his body, so they asked the Roman leader Pilate to send soldiers to guard the tomb.
在星期日的清晨，耶稣复活了。有天使从天上下来向人显现。
On Sunday morning, Jesus was resurrected, and an angel showed up from heaven.
天使是神的使者，常常在圣经当中代表神对人说话。
Angels are passengers of God, and in the Bible, they always speak to human on behalf of God.
天使的显现是常以神的威严和圣洁的形象出现的。
Angels often appear in the majestic and holy image of God.
看守坟墓的兵丁见到天使后就极其的害怕，浑身乱颤，就是像死人一样倒在地上。
The guards were so terrified when they saw the angel and they were shook and paralyzed to the ground like dead men.
我们要知道，这些看守耶稣坟墓的这些都是罗马兵丁， 他们个个都是勇士，谁都不惧怕。
As we know, all the soldiers were warriors of Roman time, and they were fearless of no one. They were fearful of no one.
他们驰骋天下，攻城略地，无人能够抵挡。他们认为自己是最强大的。
They gabbled over the city, and they were conquering lands, and they thought they were the strongest.
当他们在用鞭子来抽打耶稣基督的时候，他们一点也不会手软。
They showed no mercy when they whipped Jesus fearlessly.
当他们把耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，他们一点也不心疼。
They didn't feel bad at all when they put Jesus on the cross.
耶稣在罗马兵丁的眼中就是一只任人宰杀的羔羊。
In the eyes of those Roman soldiers, Jesus was like a lamb ready to be slaughtered.
但是就是这些勇猛强大的罗马兵丁，当他们看见天使显现的时候，天使的面貌如同闪电一样发光，全身洁白无瑕疵，他们就却吓得完全失去勇气和力量，全身颤抖，瘫倒在地。
It was those fearless warriors who, when they saw the angel coming from heaven, when they saw the angel's appearance like lightning, and their clothes were white as snow, they were so afraid that they shook and were like dead men.
可以想一下，这些在战场上无所畏惧的罗马兵丁，在圣洁威严的天使面前如此惧怕，更何况我们常人见到代表神出现的天使又会如何呢？
Even those brave soldiers on the battlefield were terrified at the sight of the angel, let alone our normal people.
更何况我们见到上帝本身的威严，又会当如何呢？
And especially when the day comes when we have to face our Heavenly Father.
真的，我相信我们每个人，当你见到上帝显现的时候，绝对会像死人一样。
I bet everyone here, when that day comes, when we are facing our God, will be like dead people.
我相信很多人可能都有这个经历，当你见到这个暴风雨的这个季节的时候，看到天上有闪电雷轰，你会怎么样？你会就胆战心惊。
I suppose everyone has the experience of being terrified by the lightning and thunder in the sky.
当创造天地的上帝显现的时候，他的威严不知比闪电雷轰要威严多少倍。
And when the majestic and holy God appears in front of us, His majesty will be incredibly more magnificent than the lightning and thunder.
在这世界上，即使你再勇敢、再有能力的人，在圣洁威严的神面前，是没有一个人不惧怕的。
However brave and courageous you are in this world, you will be fear. You will fear when you see God.
那种惧怕是从灵魂深处的惧怕。
The fear comes from deep of your soul.
因为我们都是罪人，都亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
For we are all sinners and we have all fallen short of God's glory.
上帝是我们的创造主，他是圣洁公义的主。
God is our creator, he is righteous and holy.
当这位圣洁威严的主出现在我们面前的时候，我们的罪就立刻显现出来。
When he appears in front of us, our sins will reveal immediately.
因罪带来的罪疚感和那个恐惧感会立刻控制我们全身，让我们在上帝面前恐惧万分，如同死人一样。
And the sense of guilt and fear, brought out by our sins, will control our body immediately and make us tremble in front of God.
我这还只是以我所能够理解的程度去描绘我们见到上帝的那时候的那种恐怕，但是我相信我们真正见到上帝那种恐怕，绝对远远超过我所能够描绘的。
I can only predict based on my own imagination, but I bet the fear would be much greater.
所以弟兄姐妹们， 我们当知道上帝是真实存在的，我们当知道上帝是圣洁威严的上帝。
So we need to know that God exists and God is majestic and holy.
我们都是罪人，罪人在上帝面前只有恐惧战惊。
We're all sinners, and sinners only feel fear in front of God.
我们可能害怕这个，我们可能害怕那个，但这些害怕与见到圣洁威严的上帝相比，真的是算不了什么。
We may be afraid of this and that, but all these fears are nothing compared to the fear of facing our majestic and holy God.
每个人不管他是勇士，或者是他是君王，或者他是普通百姓，或者他是财主，或者他是一个贫穷人，或者他是一个有能力的人，或者是他是一个软弱的人，当他见到上帝威严的形象，都会惧怕。这是罪人见到上帝正常的反应。
For everyone, whether you are a warrior, a king, a rich man, a poor man, a strong person or a weak person, you will be afraid when you see God. And that is a normal reaction.
但是感谢神，他爱敬畏他的人，他爱信靠他的人，他爱听从他话的人。
But thanks to our loving God, he loves those whohTrust him, he loves those who follow his words, and he loves those who fear him.
他要除去我们的惧怕。
And he wants to remove the fear from us.
罗马兵丁见到代表神威严形象的天使如同死人一样惧怕，而同样见到威严的天使的两个玛利亚也必定非常的惧怕。
The soldiers were terrified.Were like dead people when they saw the angel, and the same for these two Marys when they saw the angel.
但是我们看到那段经文说，天使对他们说，不要害怕。我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。你们来看安放他的地方，快去告诉他的门徒，说他从死里复活了，并且在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。看了、啊。我已经告诉你们了。
Well, instead, the angel said to the two Marys, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you."
所以在这个天使对两个玛利亚说不要害怕，这是一句何等让人安慰的话。
The angel said to the two Marys, do not be afraid.
这话里面充满了来自神的慈爱。
These words are comforting and full of love from God.
他知道我们是个罪人，他也知道两个玛利亚是罪人。
He knows that we are sinners and the two Marys were sinners.
他知道我们内心在神面前的惧怕，他也知道两个玛利亚内心的惧怕。
He knows our fear, and he knows the two Marys' fear.
但他也知道这两个玛利亚是深爱主耶稣的。
He also knows that these two Marys, they loved Jesus.
安息日刚过，两个玛利亚就迫不及待来到埋葬耶稣的坟墓，要用香膏膏耶稣的身体，以表达他们对耶稣的爱。
Just after the Sabbath, these two Marys, they couldn't wait to come to the tomb to look for Jesus and to anoint his body with perfume to express their love.
从圣经其他地方经文的记载我们知道，其实去那个早上去看耶稣的不只是这两个玛利亚，其实还有其他一些妇女。
According to other scriptures in the Bible, we know that along with these two Marys, there was another lady who went along with them on that morning.
这是让人非常惊叹的。
This is quite surprising.
耶稣埋葬之后，第一个来看他的是妇女，而不是弟兄，也不是那十一个门徒。
It were these women who came to see Jesus after his death.Not brothers or even his disciples.
其实，所以从看到姐妹们对主的爱，很多时候比弟兄是更深、更浓、更真切。
And that showed that sister's love sometimes can be deeper and truer than brother's love for Jesus.
天使对那些来告耶稣身体的妇女说，他说不要害怕。
Angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid."
神虽然是圣洁威严的神，但是也是蛮有恩典、蛮有慈爱的神。
God is majestic and holy. He's also loving and merciful God.
只要我们爱他，他不会以刑罚来对待我们。
As long as we love him dearly, he will not treat us with punishment.
而会以慈爱来对待我们。
But rather with love and mercy.
所以他对妇女说，不要害怕。
So he said to the women, "Do not be afraid."
将来我们见到神的时候，他也会同样对我们说，不要害怕。
And we can expect to hear that from our Godfather when we see him one day.
天使还对妇女们说，他说耶稣已经复活了，你们来看埋葬耶稣的地方，埋葬耶稣的坟墓已经是一座空坟墓，他的身体已经不在那里了。
Angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. Jesus is not here. He has risen, just like as he said. Come and see the place where he lay."
主耶稣已经复活了。主耶稣他在被害之前，他曾经多次告诉他的门徒说，他自己要被害，但第三日要复活。
Lord Jesus, was resurrected. When he was alive with his disciples, he told them many times.That he will be killed and will be resurrected.
现在他如自己所预言的那样真的复活了，埋葬他的坟墓成了空坟墓，就是他复活的最好的证据。
Now he was resurrected as he foretold, and this empty tomb was the greatest evidence of his resurrection.
关于耶稣复活的证据还有很多，我就在那里不一一列举。总之，耶稣复活的这件事情是真实的，不是虚构的，不是骗人的。
I won't be listing all the evidences of Jesus' resurrection here, but we know that Jesus' resurrection is true, is not fictional, is not deceitful.
耶稣复活对我们每一个人都具有非凡的意义。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ has significant meaning to everyone.
因为耶稣复活，使一切信靠他的人将来也会复活，因为耶稣曾经说过复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
The resurrection of Jesus tells us everyone who believes in him will be resurrected. As he said, "I am the resurrection and life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die."
所以弟兄姐妹，死并不是每个人最终的结局。
So death is not necessarily everyone's final destiny.
我们还有将来的生命，使耶稣复活的能力，将来也可以使我们从死里复活，有永远的生命，永远与主同在。
We are hopeful that we'll have future life. The power that resurrected Jesus will resurrect us as well.
这就是耶稣复活的重要意义。
And that is the important meaning of Jesus' resurrection.
这就是我们今天为什么在这地方庆祝耶稣基督复活了的原因。
That's why we celebrate Jesus' resurrection here on Easter.
如果耶稣没有复活的话，我们所信的是枉然，我们所传的也是枉然。
If Jesus Christ has not been risen, the preaching is in vain and is our faith.
但是耶稣基督确实复活了，所以我们在复活节要欢喜快乐。
But Jesus indeed rose from dead, and we celebrate that.
我们就不再惧怕死亡，我们有复活的盼望，因为我们的主复活了。
And we should not be afraid because we have the hope of resurrection.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你害怕死亡吗？
So I ask my dear brothers and sisters, are you afraid of death?
不要害怕，只要信靠主，即使我们死了，将来我们也会复活。
Here I tell you, do not be afraid of death, because even though we die, one day we will be resurrected.
因为我们所信靠的主耶稣基督是永远活着，他是我们生命的主。
Because the Lord we believe in is a forever God.
天使告诉妇女们说不要害怕之后，然后也告诉吩咐妇女们去做一件事情，给他们一个任务，就是什么？赶快去见耶稣的其他门徒，把耶稣复活的大好消息要告诉他们。
And after saying to the women, "Do not be afraid," the angel gave them a task, and that is to go to his disciples and tell them the good news.
因为这时候耶稣的门徒正处于忧伤当中，他们所爱的主被人杀害了。
Because at that time, his disciples were in deep sorrow as their beloved Lord was crucified.
主知道他的门徒的软弱，知道他们的忧伤。
Jesus knew his disciples' weakness and sorrow.
他要坚固门徒的信心，此时最好坚固他们的方法就是让他们知道他们所信靠的主虽然死了，但现在又活了，并且是永远活着。
He wanted to strengthen their faith, and the best way was to tell them that their beloved Lord, even though was crucified, but now has risen and will live forever.
他已经胜过死亡的权势，证明他真是神的儿子，他真是弥赛亚。
He has conquered the death, and that proves that he is really the Son of God and the real merciful Messiah.
信靠这位主就不会让人失望，是永远我们可以信靠的主。
Trusting in Lord, it will never disappoint you.
门徒们需要知道这个大好的消息。我们今天所有的人也需要这个大好的消息。
The disciples needed to know the great news, and so do we, everyone here today.
我们在座的许多弟兄姐妹，我们都已经知道耶稣复活的这个大好消息。但是你要知道，在我们身边还有很多人其实是不知道这个大好的消息的。
Many of you, most of us here today already know the good news, but there are still many people out there who haven't heard the great news yet.
我们还是有身边还有很多人其实是活在死亡的恐惧当中的。
And a majority of people still living in the fear of death.
天使催促妇女们要把耶稣复活的消息赶紧告诉他的门徒。我相信神也在今天要催促我们要把耶稣复活的好消息要告诉我们的家人、我们的朋友、我们的邻居。
The angel urged the women to hurry.And tell the good news to the disciples. And I believe God has the same wish for everyone here to go outside and spread the good news.
所以今天弟兄姐妹聚会结束之后，你要做的第一件事情是什么？
So what would be the first thing you do after we leave the worship today?
回去告诉你的家人、你的朋友说耶稣复活了。
Go and tell your families and friends that Jesus has risen.
妇女们就急忙离开坟墓，她们又害怕又大大的欢喜，要跑去报告给耶稣的门徒。
So the two Marys hurried, left terrified yet filled with joy, and they hurried to tell the disciples.
忽然，耶稣遇见他们说：“愿你们平安。
”And suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings."
他们就上前抱住耶稣的脚拜他。耶稣对他们说不要害怕你们去告诉我的弟兄叫他们往加利利去在那里必要见我、
The two Marys came to Jesus clasped his feet and worshiped him Then Jesus said to them Do not be afraid Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee There they will see me
妇女们怀着又害怕又喜乐的心急忙去告诉耶稣的门徒关于耶稣已经复活的好消息得知耶稣已经复活的妇女们，她们不再完全是害怕，而是害怕中有喜乐。
With this mixed feelings of fear and joy, the women hurried to Jesus' disciples. And now, after hearing Jesus' resurrection, they were not entirely fearful, but filled with joy.
害怕的是因为他们见到了威严的天使，他们心中有敬畏上帝之心。喜乐的是他们知道他们所爱的主复活了再没有什么东西比知道他们所爱的主活着更喜乐
They were fearful because of God's Lord's majesty and holy and they were joyful because they know that their loved Lord has risen And there is nothing more joyful than knowing that their God is live.
让这些妇女们更加喜乐的是什么？她们竟然在路上遇见了复活的耶稣。
What made these two Marys even more joyful was that they met Jesus on their way.
之前她们听见耶稣复活了，竟然她们现在亲眼看见复活的耶稣，哇，好棒！
Well, before they only heard the good news, but now they actually saw Jesus with their own eyes.
耶稣复活是真实的，天使们所说的话是真实的。
Jesus' resurrection was true. Angels' words were true as well.
今天我们在这里面庆祝耶稣基督复活也是真实的。
And today what we are celebrating here today is also true.
那些爱耶稣的妇女们，看见耶稣复活的妇女们，她们是有福的。
Blessed are those women who loved Jesus and those who saw Jesus.
她们是第一个目击耶稣复活的见证人。
They were the first witness to Jesus' resurrection.
我相信今天坐在这地方，我们一起来庆祝耶稣复活的所有的弟兄姐妹，我们都是有福的。
I believe everyone here today on the celebration.We are all blessed.
而更有福的是，耶稣对妇女们说：“愿你们平安。”接着，耶稣对他们说：“不要害怕。”
What makes them more blessed was that Jesus said to them, "Greetings and do not be afraid."
复活的耶稣要把平安赐给爱他的妇女们，要赐给一切信靠耶稣是救主的人。
Jesus, who has risen from death.He wanted to bless the women and bless those who believed in him.
耶稣所赐的平安不是从世上来的平安，他所赐的平安是属天的平安，是心灵的平安，是有神的看顾、保守、慈爱、同在、拯救而来的平安。
The blessings from Jesus was not from the earth, but from holy God. His blessings are with God's Mercy, God's protection, and salvation.
我们一生最缺乏的就是什么？就是没有平安。
What we lack the most in our life is peace.
其实你看到很多人家里面去，可能进门的摆的一张那个进门的那个地毯上面就是出入平安，对不对？
We may have seen someone has this decorational carpet under.Floor that says peace.
其实你看到最多的东西，其实就是他最缺乏的东西。
And that may be the thing that he likes the most.
我们生活在这个世界，有战争，有疾病，有苦难。
The world we live in right now is full of wars, sickness, and suffering.
有人以为靠金钱、靠权力可以买来平安，事实上是越有钱、越有权，越没有平安。
Some people believe that with power and money you can buy peace, but the fact, most of the time is quite the opposite.
但是耶稣对他的门徒说：“你们在世上有苦难，但在我里面有平安。”
But Jesus said to his disciples and followers, "On the earth you have sufferings, but in me you have peace."
耶稣知道门徒在自己被害后，他们心里面没有平安。因为他们所信靠的主，他们认为死了，但是现在主复活了，他要把平安赐给他的门徒。
After Jesus was crucified, his disciples lost their inner peace because they thought their loved Lord was dead. Now, hearing the good news, they found their peace again.
他安慰妇女们说：“不要害怕。”这句话表示耶稣对妇女们说：“不要害怕。”为什么这样讲？这表示妇女们他们可能看见的不是一个鬼魂，而是真实的复活的耶稣，是爱他们的主。
Jesus said to the two Marys, "Do not be afraid." That means what the two Marys saw was not a ghost, but a real Jesus.
耶稣对妇女们说不要害怕的另外一层意思就是他们让他们知道他们有主的同在，有主赐的平安。他们就可以安然地来面对未知的明天。
Another meaning to that is Jesus wanted them to know that Jesus was with them, and with his presence, they can face all the unknown uncertainties in life.
复活后的主耶稣完全明白门徒此时最需要什么，所以耶稣对妇女们所说的每一句话都深深地安慰着他们的心，给了他们信心和力量。
Jesus knew exactly what his disciples and followers needed at that moment, so every word he said to the women were comforting.
我相信主耶稣也知道我们每一位弟兄姐妹心里面最需要的是什么。
I believe Jesus knows what we need deeply as well.
他要把平安赐给我们。
He wants to give us peace.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们相信复活的主也明白我们内心最深处的需要。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we know, we can be certain that God knows what we need deeply.
如开头我所说，我们每个人都真的是有很多很各种各样的害怕。
As I said earlier, we all have different fears.
我们不知明天将如何。
We don't know what tomorrow holds.
但我们若信靠耶稣基督，我们就可以不要害怕。
But if we rely on Jesus Christ, we can be fearless.
因为耶稣为我们的罪死了，他代替了我们的罪，上帝就因此赦免了我们的罪。
Because Jesus Christ died on a cross for our sins, and God forgive us for that.
所以我们就不用害怕面对将来的审判。
So that we can be fearless of what tomorrow holds.
因为耶稣为我们复活了，他战胜了死亡，将来我们也要与他一同从死里复活，有永远的生命。
Because Jesus Christ has risen from dead, so that we can be certain one day we'll be resurrected and be with him and have an eternal life.
所以我们就不用害怕死亡。
So don't be afraid of death.
因为耶稣爱我们，他赐平安给我们，我们在他里面就有平安，我们就不用害怕面对明天。
Because Jesus Christ loves us, he gives us peace, and with this peace, we can stay fearless.
在这个纪念耶稣复活的日子里，我要把这个美好的信息与所有的弟兄姐妹分享。
On this day, as we commemorate Jesus' resurrection, I want to share this great news.
我要用这段经文的这句话说，对弟兄姐妹说，不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
我们知道我们所信的是谁。
We know who we believe in.
我们就不要害怕。
So, do not be afraid.